moment. Teen Audio.
A way to express his frustration, hope, optimism, or just plain crazy. Jackson Pollock was a revolutionary artist who was often misunderstood. His career peaked during the 1950s, but his influence is still felt today. He painted White Light in 1954. In such a conservative time, how did one man come to push so many of the boundaries of modern art?
Great optimism. I mean, he's coming from a lot of blacks to the white horizon, where it's a new day.
Maybe, but even though it could be said that he was coming from and expressing great optimism, Jackson Pollock never had it easy. Pollock was born in 1912 in Cody, Wyoming, and struggled with alcoholism his entire life. Introduced to liquid enamel paint in 1936, Pollock began experimenting with different painting techniques in the 1940s. While in Springs, Long Island, Pollock developed his signature painting style, dubbed the drip technique. He preferred experimenting with sand and broken glass to traditional art materials and compared his methods to Native American sand painting. Pollock also drew influence from Mexican muralists and the surrealists.
Maybe he was a little frustrated too. It's just his strokes seem so violent, yeah, powerful, like scribbles and splats.
Reminds me of the mess I made in my garage when I was, probably about 6 or 7.
Pollock was greatly misunderstood by critics. Not only did they call his works a joke and nickname him Jack the Dripper, but many feminists believe that Pollock's action painting depicted a male fantasy on the symbolically supine canvas. When asked how he knew he was done with a painting, Pollock replied slyly, "How do you know when you're done making love?"
I think he focuses more on the action of creating the painting than on the actual painting itself.
Though White Light wasn't painted on the floor of his barn studio like his larger canvases, it had the same sense of dynamic movement condensed into a smaller space. White Light is not as well known as some of his other paintings, but it still elicits a strong response from viewers. In the words of Pollock,
"The painting has a life of its own.
I try to let it come through."